This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2194. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 8th, Antarctica, Australia, Benin, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, Europe, Germany, Guam, International Waters, Mexico, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, Scotland, Singapore, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, this week's survey of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. It was on the air Saturday, June 3rd, heard as early as 1801 by Manuel Mendez in Spain, direct, and by me, via the Argentine remote as usual, as late as 2057. Also, Wednesday, June 7th, as early as 1756, is Manuel, and I was hearing it past 2003. Communication of the British TS Club quotes info from the FB of Shortwave Australia, the low-power station in Bendigo, Victoria, using former ABC frequencies as of 28 May. They announced their schedule for midwinter on 4835, starting at 06 UT until 1530, while 2310 would join later at sunset, whenever that is, for the rest of the transmission. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on 5045, presumed Bay Islands Radio in Queensland. June 4th was an outstanding day for this low-powered station, heard randomly from 1146 until 1335 UT. He was able to ID a number of distinctive pop songs by John Lennon, The Troggs, and Barry White, with definite announcers. Fairly rare for me to hear them at this level, he says. Here's some neat summertime medium-wave DX, heard by those in southwest Canada, Benin on 1566 kHz, the TWR relay at Paracou. They were hearing it June 6th, signing on the air at 0420 with their interval signal, but off the air already at 0507. In order to reach Victoria, the Great Circle Path must traverse the entire Canadian landmass, entering at northern Labrador across Quebec and northern Manitoba. I've heard it before, but not this time. I listened intently when it was supposed to peak around 0430, but could not even detect a carrier. But it's worth checking further elsewhere in North America, even closer to Benin. Dennis Zocbi, ZOQBI in Brazil, reports to the World of Radio IO group, after some time off for maintenance, Rádio Educadora de Coari, Brazil, 5035, reactivated June 1st. From the Amazon region, still operating with some adjustments. Heard in São Paulo at 08 UT, SIO 323. In the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia, also reports Coari, that's C-O-A-R-I, presumed. The next night, June 2nd, at 10:35, past 1100, eventually gone by 1115. It's in the western part of Brazil, so the sunrise is much later than on the east coast. He says, if that's what it was, the first time I've heard it in years, weak signal, difficult to get a positive ID, but nice music and very energetic. Many rapid-fire and lively announcements. It's one to watch, but nothing heard the next two nights, June 3rd and 4th, he says. Ron Howard agrees. He had a definite carrier on June 2nd, but it was silent on June 3rd and 4th. The June issue of CIDX Messenger is dedicated to Maggie Ackerblum, that's A-K-E-R-B-L-O-M, of the German section of Radio Canada International, and head of RCI's Audience Relations Department. Sheldon Harvey says those who were actively involved in the lobbying to keep RCI on the air will remember Maggie Ackerblum. She was front and center fighting against the cuts to RCI, but passed away on May 23rd. When RCI was hit with massive cuts to its services in 1991, some staff went into action. Maggie Ackerblum, along with Wojtek Wiazda and others, formed a coalition of employees and supporters to pressure the government to restore full funding. An obituary, June 3rd in the Montreal Gazette, says she was born in 1940 in Opladen, Germany, studied journalism at the Freie Universität Berlin, and immigrated to Canada in 1966. During a sporadic opening on May 31st, for about half an hour at 1554 UT, I was pleased to pick up and identify six FM stations from Ontario, all in English except for one French on 96.5, which had to be the CBC Premier relay out of Toronto, in a town just beyond Barrie on the Georgian Bay. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the name of the town as listed, but I'm going to spell it. Maybe someone can tell me how it's really pronounced. It's apparently derived from Indian names. PENETANGUISHENE. For a couple of years now, there's been a missionary station all night on 4940 in Spanish. It apparently is serving Venezuela, judging from the time checks, but it's not clear whether it's transmitting from there or from Colombia. Much of the programming it carries is from Colombia para Cristo, the network which had stations on 5910 and 6010. 5910, of course, reactivated recently. 6010 also, but it went off again. Anyhow, Lucio found this report about it at somebody's FB, including a recording, with this ID, Estación 4940, that is, Station 4940. That was on the Cadena de X FB group, hosted by one Henry G. Santiago in Pueblo Llano, Mérida State, Venezuela. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Rick Barton in Arizona heard it on 11490 at 0210 UT, June 2nd, in Spanish, parallel to 11760, but with poor audio, a hum and a whine. It must have been a blob or an image. Well, this works out as a leapfrog mixing product of 11850 over 11670, another 180 kHz beyond, if both those were on the air at the time. You never know which frequency, if any, will be on the air past 06 UT from RHC. Here's a new one on me, 9535, June 8th at 0637, and it was stronger than usual. Kari Kallio in Finland and Mike Terry in England forward news from Idun Ritz Minimwave Info as of June 2nd. Sad news from Denmark, another good old long-wave transmitter will bite the dust. It was a heavy heart, I break the news, that Kalundborg on 243 kHz will be closing down at the end of this year on December 31st. It had been in use since August 29th, 1927. These days it's on the air four times a day with navigational warnings, weather forecast news, and a few other things. There are only a few stations left in the world still active in long-wave broadcasting, a list compiled by the editor of AER in Spain. 153, Romania. 164, Mongolia. 171, Morocco. 189, Iceland. 198, BBC Radio 4. 209, Mongolia. 225, Poland. 227, another Mongolia. 243, Denmark for now. And 252, Algeria. Many of them with high power. Bulletin, Andy Reid in Ontario reports a listenable signal from Radio Cairo, Egypt. The Sesquare in English starting at 21:15, June 5th. He was listening at 22:17. Says it's not great, but way better than in the past. The audio is there now and understandable, a little hollow and with a hum, on 9440. I check it from time to time, and often there is no signal at all. Presumably a pirate. Radio Europe had been heard on 6130. But now being reported on 6170 by Albert Ford in Somerset, the British DX Club. Lots of music, but a clear ID at 0655. That was on June 1st and 2nd, also heard by David J. Morris, and says it went off the air at 0702. Following reports of cuts at BBC, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, internal critics at Deutsche Welle put it bluntly, and reports in German news media quote it bluntly, while in the case of BBC, it appears no one should dare to say anything if they want to keep their gig. At DW, it's planned to hire staff abroad for considerably lower wages. Up to 300 positions in Germany could be axed, while at the same time money is still being spent on prestige projects. About the radio situation on Guam, from swilling.ru via RustyX of all places. The website of NPR affiliate KPRG FM says it will remain off the air for the foreseeable future, assessing damage to their mast from Typhoon Mawar. We are still on the air in Saipan, but had to close the studios due to running out of fuel for the generators. As soon as the fuel is replenished, we will resume. As for the shortwave stations on Guam via Alokesh Gupta, KTWR has a DRM blog, which says, as of June 6th, since Typhoon Mawar, there have been no broadcasts from the station for 2 weeks. It's been very difficult for the team on Guam to get the antennas back in operable condition. In the meantime, TWR has been working diligently to find other broadcasters to air our program. As of the time of this writing, 50% have been covered by other transmitter sites, including some of our DRM broadcasts, as of June 6th, via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, Tuesday through Friday at 15:15 to 15:45 on 15390. On Sundays, the same starts 15 minutes earlier at 1500. Also Sundays at 16 to 16:30 on 15205. But there's no info about the other sites it may be using. Joe's Jacob in India has been monitoring, however, and heard TWR English from 1245 on 13740 and 21735 signed off at 1300. The ID is KTWR Guam, but they're actually from other sites. TWR signed off at 1600 on 9900 in Korean, again with a KTWR Guam ID. Then KTWR provided a new schedule, but again without showing the relay sites. We did, however, find some of them already in HFCC. 21735 is via the UAE. 11965 from somewhere was planned to start on June 9th, between 1000 and 1100 UT. I do not recall the Uzbekistan site ever in DRM before, to which Kai Ludwig explains. About 10 years ago, the Tashkent station, or their supplier, proudly presented a single new transmitter. Everything else is still old equipment, of course, for the bright digital future of shortwave broadcasting. It could be it is indeed the first time they finally found someone who has spare money to spend on this eternal technical experiment. We reported last week that the other station, KSDA on Guam, was still being heard on one or even two frequencies instead of three. However, that soon disappeared. As of June 7th, Joe's Jacob says, happy to note that KSDA Guam is back on the air after 1 week at 10 UT on 15450 in Mandarin. Oh, back to KTWR, more from Joe's Jacob, being heard on 11965, which is probably relayed by Reach Beyond Australia. Of course, it is also hurricane season in this hemisphere, and in the world of utilities, CIDX Messenger editor Gilles Letourneau reminds us of the Hurricane Watch Net, which will be active whenever needed. Much more info about it at www.hwn.org. That's Amateur Radio, Hurricane Watch Net. Terry Kruger in the Florida Panhandle reports Mexico on 1670.05, XEFCR, Focus Radio in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, June 5th at 0948 UT, with a canned slogan, slow and mid-tempo Spanish ballads. He says it remains off frequency, making it fairly easy to hear. For you, maybe, I still have not been able to. That's 1670 plus 50 hertz. Voice of Nigeria is still sometimes to be heard on the low side of 7255 around 07 UT. It can reach 10 over 9, but with very under modulation, if any. In fact, 5 kilohertz up on 7260, Radio Vanuatu has just as strong a signal, even though it's nowhere near the 250 kilowatts listed for Nigeria. But Vanuatu has much better modulation. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2194, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Thus, we appreciate voluntary financial support, which may be sent by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Filed under North America, Ron Howard reports, back on May 30th, a notice to carrier about 7399.83 in AM. From TuneIn at 0735 UT. That's reception at 1101 with a distinctive segment, a child's voice, like the usual Russian programming of Radio Channel Eastern Star. A lot of songs. Most of the time I was able to hear the carrier only. I sent off a reception report and got a reply for which I am grateful. He says, I am setting up this new transmitter. Power level was around 5 or 10 watts carrier. I've drafted a different design, which gave me much better stability in audio. Carrier power only 2.5 watts. Right now I'm transmitting on 7401. I will fix this later. I'm currently working on the amplifier to get those 2.5 watts up to 25 watts carrier. Once everything functions properly, I will have the free time to send out QSL cards. One email address is 87.7fmradiopushka@gmail.com. Yes, I am going to rebrand the station into Kawaii FM. So is my plan, already a Japanese segment on the show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings. I apologize for the poor modulation. Transmitter was not working the way I would have hoped. I forgot that MOSFETs have a threshold voltage. A while ago, there was a report that KGYN, 1210 in Guymon, Oklahoma, would be upping power to 22 kilowatts daytime, but only 1 kilowatt at night. Well, checking FCC, I see that was a typo. It's still listed for 10 kilowatts at night. And it's hard to believe it's directional for protecting Philadelphia, since I hear it so well here in Enid. It's unusual for Radio Romania International to be off frequency, but John Hudak, V3CXB, reports to ODXA it was on 9698 at 0244 UT June 2nd. Should be on 9700 where there was another station, maybe Cuba. Filed under Russia, but it could be Russia non. Mike Baraklev says he found a recording on YouTube, which has just been uploaded, but dated 24th of February 2022, that is the date of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, at 18 UT. There was an AM pirate radio station identifying as Radio Mir, spelled M-Y-R, meaning Radio Peace. 6295 kHz, with quite a strong signal, as received by an SDR near Moscow. It started and stopped by a male voice in English with pro-Ukrainian, pro-democratic, and anti-Russian propaganda, and requests for further reports of the Ukrainian Defense Forces in the battle against Russian rivals. Then it was in Ukrainian as well to spread the truth to Russians about lies they are being told by their government. A Radio Mir has been heard on other frequencies in the 48-meter band that may not be the same station, like 6285 and 6250. In New Zealand DX Times, Dean Lindeberg's remote listening column reports on Weekend Music Radio, a pirate in Scotland, heard on various frequencies via remotes in Europe and via the shortwave gold transmitters legally in Germany on 6160. But this is consistently referred to as fake WMR. It's been active on each weekend in May. Also the last weekend in April, Saturday and Sunday, 29th and 30th, around 6295 or 6284. That is considered to be an unidentified relay. Regarding rumors that the BBC Singapore site is about to close down, Stephen Lewis in Houston says, referencing HFCC A23 registrations, I added the daily transmitter hours used by BBC at Kranji and came up with 27.5. With 9 transmitters, the site is being used at just under 13% of capacity. Are there any other broadcasters using Kranji these days? Mauno Ritola replies, no. And Kai Ludwig says, none anymore. The last one was NHK. They left with their big reduction round in 2021. It appears that afterwards attempts were being made to sell Kranji airtime for the Furusato broadcast. There were such frequency planning, but apparently nothing ever materialized. Filed under Thailand, this from the Medium Wave Circle Group from Samuel Hunt. Considering I was only 750 kilometers from the VOA 1575 transmitter, which is a megawatt, it doesn't seem to have much range. I could not pick up anything. I did find that many Asian countries mandate a maximum receiver sensitivity, preventing reception of international stations. The radio in the car I had did not really pick up a lot of anything on AM or FM, and it seemed to be the same across the board. All the FM stations were amazingly high power for only short ranges, because of this mandated maximum sensitivity issue. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair. Voice of Turkey, English to North America at 22 UT. Not always on the air on 11785. And something was even more wrong than usual on June 3rd when they were in German at that hour. That's an hour earlier than German goes out in the program feed, which is not supposed to be on shortwave even at 23 UT. Filed under Ukraine or non, this report from Zaharias Liangas in Greece, May 28th at 17 UT. And the Russian-Ukrainian radio war still continues on 7055 LSB at 1740. Two operators at the same time, plus someone with music. Mike Terry forwards a report from www.nuj.org.uk, that is the National Union of Journalists. A strike takes BBC Radio and TV off the air, dated 7th of June. BBC local radio and TV news bulletins were missing across England as the NUJ's BBC local 48-hour strike kicked into gear. Widespread impact on programming across the 39 radio stations, 11 regional TV news programmes, and online services involved. The 48 hours of strike action are protesting cuts to programming and jobs, which will mean shared content replacing local output. And there's much more to that story. If you do not want to miss a single World of Radio edition, I suggest you pay close attention to the number of the program and the recording date I announce at the beginning. Because sometimes some of our affiliates repeat a previous show instead of the new one available, as happened last week. In that case, you need to look elsewhere for the latest one. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot is definitely on hiatus, he says. Nevertheless, we were still hearing it on WBCQ 7490- Sunday, June 4th at 2300. It was a playback of the previous week's show on a Memorial Day weekend car racing theme. And more comments from Uncle Bill Tilford about the suspension of Radio Angela. I'm not going to speak for all the other programmers, but I personally am a child of radio, and anything I would ever do in the future would have a real radio component of some kind, even if it is also streamed. In spite of the fact that Radio Angela went to great lengths to avoid religious and political fare, many potential donors just could not shake the stereotype of private shortwave stations, no matter how hard we tried to explain our mission, which was to be something quite different. WRMI has been running a promo on air and also on FB. Attention WRMI listeners, we're doing a test for potential sponsors to show them just how many people listen to shortwave radio. If you hear us, please send us an email and tell us where you're listening to WRMI from. welove@shortwave@gmail.com. Email your location to us. Thank you. Also, I see on disgraced FB of WRMI, there's a new program in the Russian language called Voices of Russia, about broadcasting in that country and in Eastern Europe. It's on 15770, Saturdays at 2130, and UT Sundays at 0400. I guess it's produced by a Russian. Now some U.S. medium wave items. In IRC ADX Monitor, Mike Sandberg forwards a story from Biz Journals of May 16th. Odyssey just keeps cutting and gutting radio stations. Hope WCCO can stay around. Yes, 830 in Minneapolis seems to be endangered. Its owner, Odyssey, says it will continue to cut costs, sell assets, after another poor earnings report. However, here's some good news from Lance Venta at RadioInsight.com, May 17th. In Lamar, Colorado, KLMR is returning under new owners and new formats following storm destruction. Severely damaged by a microburst storm July 23rd last year, the studio building and tower of 920 KLMR Lamar being completely destroyed. The former owners surrendered the license as well as their FM, but now there's a new owner bringing it back with a former classic country format, the Country Giant, instead of News Talk. Before and after 04 UT June 4th, I had a big heterodyne against 1540 stations, measured on 1539.903. Since this had happened before, I suspected it was KGBC in Galveston, Texas. For a while, it was not producing this off-frequency hit, but it has resumed. Its identity now in Spanish as Radio Gracia, as a missionary station, but it mentions 1320 kHz. That's KXYZ in Houston, which is supposedly Black Information Network now, so that must be outdated info. However, a remote in Galveston could not pick up that 1320 station, but local reception from 1539.9. Adding to the confusion, Radio Gracia is listed on 95.3 FM in Houston. Sad news filed under USA Non because Bob Cooper has died. He had been living in New Zealand for some time. We got news from his wife of 10 years, Phoebe Beach, that he passed away on May 15th, peacefully. His full name, Robert Britt Cooper. He was a mentor of mine in my early years as a TVDXer. He was editing a column about that in Radio Electronics at the time, later published DXing Horizons. He was also very involved in cable TV's early years. We met in Oklahoma City and later in Fort Lauderdale, where he was living part-time and otherwise in Turks and Caicos. He invited me to visit him on Provo and had a private pilot fly me down and back. Bob Cooper, rest in peace. On the WTFDA list, Gary Olson, who also started TVDXing in the mid-1950s, writes about him. I never had the opportunity to meet Bob Cooper, but exchanged many letters with him and got a lot of info. He started DXing Horizons magazine after a lot of us had a dream about a nationally published TVDX magazine. It morphed into a cable business magazine within a few months when it became obvious that the magazine could not be supported by TV and FM DXers who make up a small readership. He started CADCO and created a lot of products. As I mentioned earlier, besides sporadic EFM DX from Ontario on May 31st, I was getting a lot of stations from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York, between 1521 and 1625 UT. Of course, all of those are explained in detail in my daily and weekly log reports. By the way, I'm not using any fancy receiver or antenna, just my car radio. We continue to hear Radio Vanuatu on 7260, before and after 07 UT, with a stronger signal than it used to have. Wonder if the power has been raised. Ron Howard has also been monitoring in much more detail. They've been staying on 7260 rather than switching to 3945, which produces that harmonic and others on 11835. Anyhow, Ron Howard in California says on June 4th, they had an unusual closing time, Sunday religious songs, at 10:49 a full ID and national anthem, off at 10:51, earlier than usual. Some other monitoring notes by Ron Howard on 7260. June 2nd, listening randomly between 07 and 10:35, they had news, sports, and a weather warning at 07:01, an enjoyable song, Vanuatu Smile, at 09:18. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil was also hearing 7260. At first, it was weak on June 1st, but by 09:47, a superb, excellent signal. This repeated on June 2nd and with less intensity on June 3rd. Eric Fetterswalp in Lake Stevens, Washington, reports 11835 has understandable audio when it was active, but hearing its primary frequency, 7260, is more rare. But on June 6th, it was strong enough to catch my attention. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Active conditions expected June 12th and 28th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. And the G1 minor geomagnetic storms June 18th, peaking at 22 and 5, between many dates of only 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 135 June 12th to a peak of 170 June 23rd to 25th. I hope you found this program informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2194 with a standard disclaimer.